This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's the Greg Hill Show with Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins, Courtney Cox, and Chris Curtis.
From Fenway Park and the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Day number one, you have donated somehow over $74 million over the last 23 years. Last year, just short of $4 million. And hopefully we can get over four over the next couple days. And Wiggy, Courtney, Curtis, you guys have all been a part of this for years. And it is truly the two most important days of the year at the radio station.
Yeah, I agree, Greg. And welcome back. Growing up here, you always knew about the Jimmy Fund. But I was able to partake with Nesson for 5 years and then 3 years here. And every year we hear from so many patients, so many doctors, nurses, and they always say, cancer affects everybody. And you never know when that's going to come and be tough for you. And for this past year, this was my year, where it was my mother-in-law and then my best friend. And my best friend, I've talked about my mother-in-law on the show, but my best friend was diagnosed with testicular cancer a week after my mother-in-law. And he lives in Denver. We were trying to figure out where he was going to go. He wanted to get treated here in Boston. And I immediately called Lisa, who works with the Jimmy Fund. And I said, is there any way you could help? And not 24 hours later, he had an appointment. He was in at Dana-Farber, and he is doing so well now. So it's unbelievable. We take it for granted. We say that every year, how lucky we are that we live here, that we are near the Dana-Farber, and that we have the best doctors and nurses, you know, known to mankind.
Yeah, it almost makes all the bike lanes palatable.
Yeah.
No, I've been here since 13, and then growing up listening to the radio stations, radio telethons, dating back to the start of the 2000s. And the one thing that struck me the most when we were at the Dana-Farber after all the years of listening here and hearing the stories is when someone is ill, when you see a news story, Greg, of a young girl in a Boston town that's fighting for her life, and they show the little town, like they'll do Christmas in July, or they'll do, the police officers will write notes to a young boy who's got cancer. And you say to yourself, I wish I could do something. Because your immediate reflection as a parent is, there but the grace of God go I, and how could I do something to help? Walking inside the Dana-Farber was what this region does to help. Every inch of that building is dedicated to improving the care of the patient and supporting the family. And so these 2 days are what has built that as an internationally recognized cancer conquering center. And I just think these days, and the privilege we have to hear the stories and to be the conduit to give to it, should you find yourself where the people you will hear today are, the money you donate will make it easier. It may not make it curable. in some cases, but it'll extend life. It'll do something that it's like, you know, they hear about invest in Birch Gold because you don't know about this. Well, invest in the Dana-Farber because if you are going to be in a position where one person you love is fighting for their life, this is the people you want to arm with the resources.
I thought you were going to go at the metaverse there or crypto, but no.
I mean, we take Bitcoin according to Ken.
No, Wiggy, I mean, you've now been a part of this for several years, and it's an incredible couple of days.
Yeah, I've been doing it when I was doing, like Courtney said, with Nesson back in the day, and then obviously with WEEI. But I think the most important thing is, like, you know, cancer is going to touch us all, whether it's, you know, family members, a friend, it does not matter. And the most important thing from this, and you know, cancer has no age limit on it. You know, it touches young kids, it touches adults, and has no age limit. We all dealt with it. I lost my mother from cancer. There are so many people out there that deal with this. But this day here, for me, when I walked through Dana-Farber and the things that I learned is that the money raised is to help for one day that if it does touch you, it can extend your life, you know, because that's ultimately the most important thing. And, you know, the screenings and all the money that they go to help to try to create these different programs or different researches that can come up with different cures or, you know, and those are the biggest things that, you know, you'll hear some of these amazing doctors come on and say, what used to be a death sentence is now something because of the money that's raised can prolong and save your life. So that's why we're here and supporting it, is to help. So when it does touch us, that, you know, it can extend somebody's life.
Well, our job over the next couple of days is to get the phone to ring and to get the text machine to be active. And so we have a bunch of volunteers who are here bright and early this morning on the phone line, and that number is 877-738-1234. It doesn't matter. I say this every year. It doesn't matter if you're calling and you're able to give $10, you're able to give $25, you're able to give $100. It is all going to one purpose and one purpose only, and that is not only eventually finding a cure for cancer, but along the way, making the process better for those who are fighting this fight. And you can text at any time if that's more convenient for you. You can text KCANCER to 56512. That's 56512. Curtis mentioned that we were over at Dana-Farber a couple weeks ago, and 87 cents of every dollar that is raised during this 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon will go to patient care and to research for children and adults at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So that's a really good number, and you know where it's going, and you know that you can change lives. And so, yes, Courtney.
Well, I was just going to bring up the zebrafish because that was the most interesting part, I thought.
Awesome.
Dana-Farber, if you ever have the opportunity to tour and to see what it's all about, they make sure that it doesn't feel like a scary hospital as you're walking through. The Jimmy Fund in particular, there are balloons everywhere. It's bright. It's colorful. You look at these kids that are going through the unimaginable and they have smiles on their face. The cafeteria is gorgeous. They have a room where it's all plants and trees. They're bringing the outside indoors so it feels like a place that you can escape. And if the smells are too much for the trees and the plants, they have an area for you that you can't smell anything. They've thought of everything. But the zebrafish, they asked us if we knew about zebrafish. I mean, the four of us, no.
I brought up legal seafood.
Greg did have a tidbit.
And the zebra fish commercial with Roger. Before Roger was into more effing clams, he was into zebrafish. But
you
yes,
are right.
Yes.
But they figured out that the zebrafish DNA
not enough clams
kind of resembles that of human, and they're able to test certain treatments on these zebrafish. It's they are so smart. I mean, I'm one to talk. They're so smart that I can't even wrap my head around it sometimes. And listening to them dumb it down for us is incredible.
Well, as I mentioned at the start of the show this morning, you have donated over $74 million. And it is our mission to beat that over the next couple of days here at Fenway Park. We can't do it with the help of some of our incredibly generous friends. And one of those is joining us at the start of the show here this morning. He is the president and CEO of Granite Telecommunications, co-founder of Copley Equity Partners, one of the partners of the Boston Celtics, and a very good friend, everyday listener of this show. Rob Hale is on the phone bright and early this morning. Rob, good morning.
Hale, man, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Everything's great. Really happy to be on the show with you.
Well, we love having you on. I'm sure you're probably on your way over there to Granite to get your workout in and get started on the day. But I appreciate you taking the time. And I know that this is really important and really personal to you. And that each year we do this, you reach out and say, how can I help? So we are delighted to have you on this morning to share a little bit about your story and about how you might be able to help us get started here this morning.
Yeah, I'm eager to spend time with you. I applaud what you do. Needless to say, like everyone else who's listening, I have deep admiration for everything that Dana does. It's one of the best institutions in the world, if not the best institution in the world. So I'm honored to try to be able to help.
Now, in the past, you've got us started with a match. I don't want to go right for the wallet, but
why, Hillman? When we go out to dinner, you do.
I feel like I put my credit card out there.
He might reach for the wallet, might be a little slow.
Right.
After you see the new kiosk thing they have at the table side being clicked, you're like, oh, I want to have it.
Shoot, I was going to get this one.
Oh, yes.
Right. I think last year, if memory serves, you got us started with a $750,000 match, I think. Am I right about that?
Sounds right to me. Yes.
So where are you at this year?
Should move up, don't you think, Hillman?
I think we should.
Amen.
Move up. What increment do you think we should? How far up do you think we should move, Rob Hale?
It feels to me like we should go for the big enchilada, right? Why don't we say if over the course of the day, not just the Hillman Show, but over all of the WEI team up until the end of the game, why don't we see if we can raise $1 million?
Holy cow.
$1 million?
Wow.
Let's do what the Red Sox would do on that. a million. Are you guys awake? $1 million there for
Rob
Hill. All right.
That's leveling up.
So we have until the end of the day, essentially. Till there's a game tonight, we gotta get it all in. And if we are able to hit $1 million, you, Rob Hill, will match that $1 million.
Karen and I would be delighted to match. All or nothing, though, Hillman. Or nothing. So we gotta get $1 million. If we get 990, we get nothing.
Oh, all right.
Well, Curtis will throw in. Curtis's dad will throw in the last.
Mine too. We knew you were coming on today, and I'm just curious. You are deferential. You don't like talking about things you do. Where was this instilled in you? Like, it's just so unique. It's so unique to know someone and find out about all the things they do well later.
Well, thank you. I was raised in a family where taking care of others was very important, and I'm honored to carry on that proud tradition.
Well, it's awesome. It's extraordinary what
great
you
job.
Do. And this is a great way to get us started here this morning. So, Rob Hale, we appreciate it, and you're one of the best guys I know. And so dinner's on me next time.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
All right, Rob.
In all sincerity, it's my pleasure to be part of your show, and your show and this telethon are an important part of New England. So thank you for what you do.
All right, Rob Hill, that's a great way to start us off this morning.
Awesome.
That's $1 million.
Can I tell you something that I never thought I'd say?
Yes.
Chris Scheim and a billionaire have something in common.
What's that?
They've both been promised dinner by you and you never paid off.
That is true. Scheim, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was great, Greg. Great way to rest up, recharge, and get ready for the football season. It was wonderful. How was yours?
Mine was fantastic. I didn't spend a lot of time listening to the show, so I don't know. I don't know how Jackson did in Shime's absence. I didn't hear from Courtney or Curtis or anybody.
We had ups and downs, but as is any week, you know. I had a blast hanging out with my pal Curtis.
Yeah, it was
just chatting.
We were forged under traumatic circumstances.
Yeah, we have a bond that is unbreakable.
Right.
Are you saying there's always room to improve?
You know, right. I'm a big fan of acrobatic, and I'm always interested to hear his entire song every week, his weekly rap. Up. So not really half.
Yeah.
That's what we got last week.
All right. It's great. Wiggy, how was your vacation?
Listen, man, every day above ground is a good day. My vacation was great. So.
Leon said you turned up. He texted me last night.
Yeah. You know, don't worry. We do our thing when we get down to Martha's Vineyard, you know. So, it was cool, though. I mean, no complaints at all. Missed you guys, but I know you guys were just chilling. So, yeah, man, it's good to be back until Friday when I flex again.
All right. Well, we have two important days to get some work done here. So we are at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And you got your marching orders from Rob Hale. That's $1 million that we have to raise by the end of the day. And you can help when you call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. You can make a donation online when you go to jimmyfund.org, or you can text to give any amount. All you have to do is text KCANCER to 56512. That's 56512. On the show this morning here from Fenway, we're going to get to our leads coming up in just a little bit. And we will have lots of guests joining us, as we always do. Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football, will join us at 7 this morning. And Sam Kennedy, the president of the Red Sox, and the front office report at 7:30 on this morning's show. We will probably be a little late with They Said It, 8:20 or so. And news of Courtney coming up at 9 on today's show from Fenway Park. But we get started with what is trending right now with Courtney.
This morning at 7, Boston College coach Bill O'Brien joins the Greg Hill Show. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Pats took their second preseason game on Saturday against the Vikings. 2012 was your final in Minnesota after being praised in joint practices. Drake May started slow on Saturday, but rebounded nicely in his second series. Will Campbell, by all accounts, had been struggling during the joint practices that week, but played well in the game, while Travion Henderson continues to be the main storyline here. He continues to impress.
The man is very impressive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Yes, he is talented in all ways.
Yeah.
Two things. One, Drake, just not great.
Again. Yeah, he missed a couple shots.
And the other is Mike Onwenu a guy that got paid and just kind of stopped caring? Like, he's the one guy in the line that you feel like should be good, like a stalwart right guard. I don't know. The line is so bad. Bradbury got, like, thrown into the backfield, which is another thing you could say. Maybe that's why Drake May sailed a pass, because he's thinking his center is going to get the guy in his back pocket.
Well, they're shuffling it so much again. I mean, the thing is, like, we know the guys, but now they're shuffling them everywhere. Ben Brown started at the in the game at left guard when it was Wilson last week, but, you know, the reports of the Thursday that they had down there was awful. Campbell still, you know, he's going to be there, but he's going to be up and down. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing, is what's this offensive line look like? And then the explosion from your offensive, from your skill players. I mean, Matt Collins has done a good job, but he looks like he's going to be more of a big possession receiver. And, you know, let's see what Steph Diggs is. But Travion Henderson has been the one bright spot. Yep.
Well, and speaking of getting paid, it seems like Kyle Duggar is on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Almost.
And they were saying that, I guess Vrabel talked about the demotion or something like that. And then there was another, I think there's that rookie, I forget his name, but they used three safeties on the
Craig
field.
Woodson.
Yeah, Woodson. So,
but I mean, Elliott Wolf was it last year that he did a 4-year, $58 million deal with him? Was that last year?
I think that might have been.
I think it was last year.
Are you sure? I wasn't sure if it was 2 years ago.
So.
It was $32 million guaranteed. And if you're playing, if you're a vet and you're playing in the fourth or third quarter, of a preseason game. Not good signs.
No, not at all.
Well, Wiggy was hoping to see Steph Diggs this weekend. Did not see him.
And Ramondre, too. Remember we talked?
But Ramondre is hurt.
Okay, so he is hurt.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
all right.
It's not going to be a long-term injury, but he is dealing with something. The Red Sox fell to the Marlins yesterday, 5-3 the final at Fenway, thanks to a 3-run ninth inning for the bad guys. Garrett Crochet went 7 innings in this one, giving up 1 run on 3 hits while striking out 8. The guys win the series 2-1. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The Sox now have the Orioles in town, 7-10 first pitch with Dustin May getting the start. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewards. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And Scotty Scheffler came back from 4 shots down to take his 5th victory of the year at the BMW Championship.
We have to say, I know I'm still very, he's very far from Tiger, but that was a Tiger-esque chip off the green.
Unbelievable.
Almost had the same pace as the one at Augusta. Unbelievable.
Did you call that the MBB Open?
I almost did. Okay. I caught myself, though. Right. I'm glad you caught it as well.
Otherwise known as Labor Day at BC.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. It's the final weeks to enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. This is your last chance to win a Boston sports experience and a $500 Shaw's gift card. Spend $50, get your code, and enter official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com.
All right, we are at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Our leads are coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Next. It is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and we are here this morning at the scene of yesterday afternoon's crime, Fenway Park, and that was very frustrating yesterday afternoon. I was, yeah. Curtis, I came back from vacation, and I had a bunch of errands to do. I ran to the grocery store, stock up on the groceries for the week, went and got the hairs cut, And so I was listening to the game and was very excited until the end of that game yesterday afternoon.
Could we say it was an enraged Ken Laird in the text thread?
It was very frustrating yesterday afternoon.
But this is why the other – I mean, now that we're here, right, and clearly, Greg, looks like you were right. Chemistry has been much better. Devers is doing nothing in San Francisco. So
yeah.
Credit to you and the organization in making that move.
Giants have the worst record in Major League Baseball, I believe, since that trade.
Right. He did talk to their affiliate after the game, so I thought that would help. But this team looks like they're going to the playoffs.
Yep.
They are two different teams, one at home, one on the road. With the new system, if you win the division, it is a massive advantage, especially for a team like the Red Sox that will get home field advantage in the playoffs. If the Red Sox have to go on the road in the wild card, I don't think that they're going to advance in the playoffs. So all of that suggests you're this close. The American League sucks. You're behind the Blue Jays, who are giving it away. The Yankees are a dumpster fire. And a couple of moves, a couple of ways in which you could improve this team, and they elected to stay status quo. But I also have to say, like, Aroldis Chapman threw three pitches.
Four
pitches.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Speaking of Ken, I was texting Ken about that, and Ken's like, "Wow, they had to use him the day before." It's like,
Greg
had to use him for four pitches the day before.
Right.
Like, I mean, he's your closer. Like, you're in a one run ball game, and you can win it. And there's 37 games left. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Is there any doubt they win that game if Chapman comes in?
No, not at all.
They win that.
So if the season comes down to one game, having home field or winning the division or not,
right,
like, you can circle that and say, I hope it was worth it. He threw four pitches?
This isn't the first time that that's happened with Chapman either,
right,
where we've talked about it after the fact, where it doesn't make any sense to us.
But they probably look at it like, if we don't have Chapman, if we overwork him, we're screwed. And, you know, you wanted to make it because Toronto ended up losing yesterday.
Yes, you did. And you still have those guys stand the season. You got seven games against the Yankees.
Yep.
Like, I understand. This is my problem with, if you're going into this game yesterday with your mindset on the fact that you're not going to use them, then you can't adjust at all to what is going on in a ball game, and it's very frustrating.
So Saturday they're in the Bronx and they're up 4-2. Chapman comes in, they win the game. So Sunday night, it's 3-2 Sox, one out in the ninth. The Yankees get a base runner on, and you're just going to leave Chapman in the bullpen?
Yeah. No, it's. I mean, listen, they won the series, so.
Yeah, that was a tough one, though, yesterday.
But yesterday was very frustrating. We will get the chance to talk to Sam Kennedy about that and about this annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon at 7:30 on this morning's show. We should open up the Window World of Boston weather window for Chris Curtis. Take a look outside, Curtis, outside Fenway Park here this morning, and what do we got coming today?
While making small talk in the elevator this morning with two lovely ladies, I said, it feels like we woke up in a different city.
did they say, why aren't you wearing pants?
No. They did say, wow, you're funnier looking in person than I thought.
He said, this is the new trend. They call it the Winnie the Pooh.
Dana Farber, for Christ's sake.
All right.
It's 62 degrees. Not at my expense.
No,
62 degrees. It feels like 58 outside. It's going to be gorgeous. No humidity. Highs in the low 70s. All week, basically. It's going to be beautiful out there.
Okay, awesome. If you would like to give, you can call 877-738-1234, or you can, it's really simple, to text to give any amount. You can text KCANCER to 56512. And at the start of today's show, we were joined by our friend Rob Hale, and Rob is incredibly matching up to $1 million today. If we get to that number by the end of the day, taking a look for the first time this year at the tote board, it looks like you have already donated $27,933.
Wiggy, what's the math? How much more do we have to raise to get to a million?
A lot more.
Yep. Yeah. So thank you to those who have given already 21 minutes or 20 or 30 minutes into this. But we need every single one of you, if you can, to help us get to that $1 million by the end of the day today. And right now, we should get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
For today, Foo Fighters and Hero and Leeds are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your local authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, welcome back. Where'd you go for vacation?
We just popped up to Maine for a day or two and then came back. Lauren had to do some stuff around the area with her aunt, and so we were just kind of a lot of staycation stuff, Greg. It was nice. Very relaxing.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning. I think you guys touched on the Red Sox enough, so I'm going to pivot over here to the New England Patriots, because as I was kind of concerned all offseason, it felt like the offensive line hasn't looked as good as we would have hoped so far. They're still shuffling guys around. I don't know if Garrett Bradbury can still play or not. Jared Wilson looked like he might have been your new starting left guard, and then wasn't your starting left guard in the preseason game, and Vrabel was talking about still trying to find the appropriate five guys to play on the offensive line. As Curtis pointed out, I don't know if Mike Onwenu's gone full Trent Brown in that he got paid and now just doesn't care. Like, I just don't know what to expect from this team. I don't even know if Morgan Moses is going to be on the field for 17 games this year. The only guy that might actually be out there every single week is Will Campbell, and I don't know if he can actually play left tackle yet. He's looked better as time has gone on, I guess, and he's great in the run game, but it's just, man, it's just a massive question mark that's unfortunate, because you have just arguably the most explosive young player the Patriots have had in decades in Travion Henderson and a young quarterback in Drake May, and the offensive line does not look great. And this could be a massive disappointment to start. I'm hoping that the offensive line will simply improve as the season goes on. That's what tends to happen a lot of time in the NFL, especially when you're working with a new combination of guys. But I mean, I'm not convinced so far. And so that's kind of a big worry.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't care that much about what goes on in the camp portion. In both of these games, it seems like Will Campbell has looked pretty good. Like, he's been impressive, I feel like, in both of these
games. Yeah, I think, you know, it's hotter in the games because, you know, if you only throw the ball three times, it's really hard to get a good idea of what he's doing. I try to take a little bit more from the joint practices, because you might have a period that is strictly 10, 11 plays, all pass plays, right? So I get a better look of what he might be able to do. And they were saying that Thursday they really struggled. So, I mean, Shime's been beating the drum on this since day one, and he could be right, because they're shuffling so many guys. Like, you don't know, other than Will Campbell at the left tackle position and maybe Mike Onwenu at the right guard, it's like, all right, who else is going to be out there with those guys? Who's going to be next to Will Campbell? Is it going to be a rookie? Is it going to be Ben Brown? So there are a lot of issues there.
Yeah, I am very concerned. Also, maybe we can get to it, and they said it, but Mike Vrabel, after the game, was talking about how it's the first time that this coaching staff has worked together, and that it's their first training camp, and he seemed to be trying to lower expectations a little bit. And
weren't a lot of the guys at Tennessee with him?
Right.
It just seemed very odd. It seemed out of character.
It was also a very interesting headline that I saw yesterday, Boston Globe, where it was like, Mike Vrabel training camp, no drama, flowing easy. Like, yeah. It was no drama. I mean, between the Steph Diggs stuff, I feel like the last week alone, there has been some drama surrounding whether it was Phil Perry talking to Mike Vrabel, whether it was what Mike Vrabel said to us last Monday, whether it's what Steph Diggs said Diana Rossini.
But did you guys, I'm sure you talked about it a lot last week, the Diggs thing to me was kind of like media created drama.
Yeah, I thought he was kidding.
I was on that one from jump. I thought
I thought he was kidding.
Yeah, no, I thought it was the the injury and just like we're going to take time with him and not rush it. But people are like,
Wait, but he used the media to create drama because he's a drama guy.
Well, he just said when asked the question, he was just like, it was a coach's decision.
No. We're talking about Diana Russini.
Not ready week one.
Might not be ready for week one. Me and the coaches aren't getting too high. I took it as he was being tongue in cheek, but he also is constantly talking about how he's not going to ride the roller coaster. He's not going to get on the roller coaster. So I took it as him.
He just gets on fast boats.
Yeah.
But I also look at it as him being like, the guy blew his knee out in October.
Right.
Like, we were all like...
he was cleared fully to play.
Right, but we were all in fantasy land of maybe he'd be ready for week one.
But he was. He was physically cleared for training camp.
But I think he was physically cleared, but there's still that mindset of like, okay, that's why I was more concerned seeing him in the preseason game getting tackled. But they haven't done any of that with him. So I don't know. I was always a little hesitant that he'd be, even though he was cleared, that he would be ready to go week one.
All right, Chime. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. You choose. A hard-o media guy or a reaction to Tom Brady walking in Raiders apparel?
I mean, you're the Tom Brady guy. So right.
Okay.
I think,
so yesterday I saw an old friend of the show, Glenn Ordway, tweeting enraged that days after he had a statue built, he had the audacity, the unmitigated gall to enter an arena in the clothing of the team that he owns. God, these people are so dumb. Hey, Robert, you could have had Tom Brady walking in with a Pat Patriot hat if you had allowed him to have a minority ownership stake in your team.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would have loved it. He is an owner of the Raiders.
Right.
And I'm not the apparel guy, but my guess is they probably sold a couple of the things he was wearing after he walked in and went viral.
Yes.
It's like, yes, they built him a statue, and you should be far more offended that they allowed him not to get a Raiders shirt on, but to wear a Bucks jersey and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Tom Brady's fault. He wanted to own a team. So why, if you own the Raiders.
They also wanted you to keep him here. And pay him the money that he wanted.
He was begging you, Robert.
And so I don't know. People sometimes want a fresh start. And he spent 20 plus years here, whatever the number is. And I have zero issue with that whatsoever.
Of course. What does the statue have to do with anything?
Nothing.
He owns his 2% or whatever he owns, and he's going to try to sell some merch.
Right.
I have no problem with it at all.
It was so weird. I didn't, of all the things.
It was jarring to see.
Of course. You're used he to looks the very guy. Odd in it. He looked gaunt. Yeah, but,
well, yeah.
He's very thin right now.
Yeah, but, he is. He needs to stop running.
You had a chance to keep him here, and he directed his comment at you. The owner of the football team and said, go ask Mr. Kraft.
Right.
So you had the chance to keep him here and maybe things could have been different. But
if he put that jacket on the statue, I'd say that's a little much. But other than that.
What were all of your feelings on the statue? Because I missed that reaction.
Head was too small, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it just was lackluster. There were some people in Twitch saying, when you think of Tom Brady in those big moments, he's very pensive beforehand. I just would have liked to see more emotion. I thought the way that his face was done perfectly. His hair and face was really well done.
Huh.
He was pudgy. The statue was pudgy.
He thought he was chubby.
I know.
You think of a slender, he doesn't have to be shredded, but slender. I love the face because, that's the number one thing. I get it's a little small because the statue's so big. The only thing I would have been able to look past the little chubbiness if they would have put the trophy in his hand rather than just holding up the fist.
And the head, what's the deal with the head? It's just because the statue's so tall, the head needs to be bigger.
Right.
To me, I think that they focused so much on making sure the face was perfect that they kind of forgot about the rest. It looked like the rest was kind of just thrown together. And the body was too big.
Yeah.
All right, Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.
We are at Fenway Park. It's day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fonda Radio Telethon. And up to this point, somehow, incredibly, over 23 years, you wildly generous people have donated over $74 million. And we thank you for that, and we can't wait to see what you're going to do over the next couple of days. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the rest of this morning's leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And we are at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And we started this morning with an incredibly generous $1 million match for today from our pal Rob Hale. So if there were a day that you were going to give, then maybe it should be today. You could call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can just text to give at any point today, any amount, when you text KCANCER to 56512. And last year you donated again somehow just a little under $4 million, which is incredible. We can get it started on day number one with $2 million if we get up over that $1 million mark by the end of the day today. So
and this is the first time in years the Sox have been like legit playoff, you know, pursuing team.
Yeah.
As we hit the radio telephone. So yeah, there should be more people listening, watching, both us and then the game and the radio on Nesson tonight.
Well, we will keep you updated and let you know. I think we actually have, if I could get Vanna Laird out here, I think we actually have a visual on the Hale match. Here he is. To show that to the people if we could. Yeah. So we got a little help from Sensei, the official courtroom sketch artist of the Greg Hill Show. And so Mr. Hale right here will just make his way up the donation total. There we go.
When's Plinko?
Is this a union job? Am I allowed to touch this out of that? All right, so there we go. That's how that will go today. And so We will keep you up to date on that match and the $1 million that Rob Hill has generously offered.
Do you want to hear Ken's great idea for the show, a fun radio stunt?
No, probably I don't. But what is it? What does he want to do?
So he wants a Curtis broadcast from a bike lane, 6 to 10,
oh,
randomly with Griff on my side. I'll just be sitting in a lawn chair
in a bike lane
and
okay,
see if anybody comes and interrupts me during the course of the 4 hours.
I'd probably be okay. When does he want to do
I don't know.
Before?
He was
okay,
just thrown out there.
All right.
So take that,
okay,
digest it.
I'm all for it. Oh, yeah, Jackson out at a bike lane at one point a while ago.
Right.
But I think you sitting in the middle of one in a lawn chair would be fantastic all morning long.
Yeah. I figured.
Ken's an ideas guy.
He really is.
Yeah, he is.
Too
yes,
many.
Is. Yep.
It's a good one right there, boss. Fine.
All right. Okay. We have leads left, and then we will be joined at 7 by Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College, who will join us throughout the college football season here on this show. But Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning, everybody. Every year when we do the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, I'm always thinking of one individual. My first year with you guys at EEI, I met Thayer, the cancer slayer. Mitch has a photo from 2021 of Thayer and I for those watching on YouTube and Twitch this morning. If you talk to a lot of Red Sox players, if you talk to a lot of people that do the Jimmy Fund year after year, they'll tell you that they usually meet a child or an adult that sticks with them for years to come. So immediately after I met Thayer, I stayed in touch with his family. I follow his mom, Kara, on Instagram. And around this time, I always check in to see how Thayer's doing. And I just wanted to give you guys all an update because I think it's important to know where your money's going and what it does for these families that are put in these situations. Thayer is doing amazing. I talked to Kara and is about to start second grade. Wow. He just celebrated 5 years off treatment and is now officially a cancer survivor. She wanted me to relay the message that they are eternally grateful for Dana-Farber for giving us a healthy boy. To think of him when we met him, he was super shy, not with me though. And to see where he is now, like I said, I get to get these little updates of his first day of school, his last day of school. I could like cry right now talking about it. He is so strong, and his family was just the kindest family ever. So I'm so proud of Thayer, and people ask me all the time, the boy that you met at the Jimmy Fund your first year, how is he doing? So I wanted everybody to have that great update because we get so many of those updates year after year, and so that's what's new with Thayer, and he's doing so well. So good luck as he goes into second grade, probably, you know, this week or next.
Well, and really, if you're sitting around and you're thinking about giving, that is reason enough, because you can change somebody's outlook on life, somebody's opportunity, in this case, when it comes to Thayer, to live their life and to beat cancer. And so it's extraordinary what they are able to do with Dana-Farber, and it's extraordinary to me that you guys give year after year, because we ask a lot. So thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. Great lead, Courtney. So I look at this Patriots season, and I thought going into it that I wouldn't be saying that Drake May could be similar to Mac Jones, only in the sense because I believe this offense, similar to the Mac year, is going to be a passenger, or the it looks like
whoever the quarterback is going to be would be a passenger.
And yeah, because that your defense is going to, that's where you spend all your money. You spent all your money on defense. We talk about, you know, the Red Sox and what they could have done, the trade deadline, but this is another year where you spend all your money on defense and you didn't address the offensive line issues. And the offensive, when you did address the offensive line issues, it was with, you know, guys that were just, you were getting them out of basically the bargain bin and Walmart. So I look at this offense and saying, when you look at them, it looks like they're going to be like the 2021 team. Was that the Mac Jones rookie year, where they were a passenger and your defense had to put you in positions to give you short fields. They had to score on turnovers. They had to have pick sixes, because just looking at it, I don't know how confident I feel with this offense moving forward. I love the Travion Henderson move, but he's a rookie, and you are now basically saying, hey, look at what we have offensive line. Look at our wide receiver room. We are relying on a 31-year-old wide receiver who is coming off an ACL injury to be our guy.
Yeah. Can I say one thing about the Mac Jones comparison, though? Because if you listen to Josh McDaniels this week especially, he said he's been so impressed with Drake's mental capacity to weather the storm and to ride, you know, the highs and lows. So I think that's where we have to trust in Drake, where Mac was not able to ride those highs and lows. Mentally, Mac was not the strong quarterback that we needed.
Right.
Whereas Drake, all things that we have heard out of camp and out from his teammates, his coaches, are that he is mentally sound.
Right, but yeah, I mean, but Mac tried with the deep breathing exercise.
He did.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about the lack of talent that Drake May's going to have around him, and is he going to be good enough to elevate that? Yeah.
I think we're seeing why those over-unders in Vegas are what they are. Once again, they're probably right and we're wrong.
Do you want sport? Thank you, Court. Thank you. Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
What's your name? Yeah. Do you want sports or do you want old man irrational fear?
Old.
Old man irrational fear.
Are you sure?
It's redundant when you say it.
Great sports lead. Okay.
The sports.
No, that's fine. I'll do it
later.
I will do that later. There is some reporting this morning that the New York Yankees could swoop in and poach Alex Bregman from the Boston Red Sox. I am the Yahoo Sports writer Douglas Santo is connecting the Yankees to Bregman. And so my plea would be that you've got this guy who is not only a phenomenal baseball player, but also is an unbelievable leader in that clubhouse, a mentor for the young guys. They all talk to him, talk about him as being an additional coach on this team. If Craig Breslow or Sam Kennedy is listening or John Henry, I would ask that you please get a deal done with him sooner than later and keep this guy here for a long time. And I don't know who would object. I mean, are you worried about the fact that he got hurt this year? Are you worried about his age? Are there any negatives whatsoever with Alex Bregman in your mind?
And everything Cora promised, he's delivered. He's been a leader. He's been a winning ball player. Even last night, after you blow the lead in the top, he leads the ninth off with the base that he gets on base. Like, he's always in the middle of the rallies. And I want to add to that, because I saw this from Jim Bowden at New York Times, Greg. The top 25 free agents this offseason, if Bregman opts out, he's the third best. You know who the fourth best is? Kyle Schwarber. Remember him?
Yeah, I didn't remember him.
So they can come get both of those guys.
It depends if the Yankees are willing to give him $40 million a year. Let's say over 4 years. He's, what, 32 years old?
Yep. Yeah.
He's got $80 million sitting there. Are the Yankees going to say, all right, we'll give you $4 and $160 million? I just don't know, because of the injury history and getting hurt again, if the Yankees are going to be willing to do that.
Yeah. Texter says, you guys, I'm confused. You wanted old man.
Yeah, we did.
Irrational.
But that just showed how old you are.
Oh,
right.
Okay. You want me to do old man irrational for
that
later?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'll do that later. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, I'm going to do old man lead.
I mean, I guess
I was like somehow, thinking, like,
I know, where
going?
Alex Bregman is your old man lead? Wow.
This was almost like Courtney, Bryce Hopper lead. I was like, all right, how is this going to connect to like an old man?
All right, let's go and check where we're at when it comes to donations. And you incredible people have already donated $57,181 donated 1 hour into day one of the 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Call 877-738-1234 if you can give, or you can text to give any amount. Just text KCANCER to 56512. We'll be back with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.